Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Friday. Yeah, we're smiling, feeling pretty good about the weekend moving here. And the weather, hey, yeah, we're going to get some pop-up showers. That's a given. But Austin will explain how to get around that as he has the weather for tonight and the, of course, weekend forecast coming up for you. But first, let's go ahead and look into the three important things that you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, here's number one. This week, active Pensacola Energy customers began receiving part of $1 million class action lawsuit against the city. Under the terms of the settlement, $12.6 million in payments will be made to PE customers who paid the franchise fee from 2011 to 2024. The checks range from six figures to as small as just a few pennies. The exact amount somebody receives depends on how much they actually paid into the system.
And as hurricane season, beware of misinformation appearing on social media. Many platforms like Facebook contain deceptive posts, recycled storm videos, and AI-generated content that are not accurate and dangerously misleading. These are not trained meteorologists. This hurricane season, listen to News Radio 92.3 for the most accurate and up-to-date tropical storm information.
All right, here's your third item. Ascension Sacred Heart broke ground on a new freestanding ER up in Pace Thursday. I know those folks up there are feeling pretty good about this. The facility is being built in the Five Points area at the intersection of Berry Hill Road and Shamukla Highway. Next facility that will employ there, 40 people get paychecks and expected to open up sometime next spring.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, I guess our first order of business would be to give Cat Country 98.7 some love. That's our sister station and, of course, a very popular country station here in the Pensacola area. It's been nominated for the prestigious Radio Station of the Year for Medium Market and Country Radio Station of the Year for All Markets, the Marconi Award for that stuff, presented by the National Association of Broadcasters for 24 and 25, one of five nationwide radio stations to receive a nomination for each award.
All right, looking like another beautiful weekend over at the beach, and once the sun sets on Sunday, Escambia County's lifeguards will be pulling back their coverage. Escambia Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood.
Sunday we wind up, we finish our coverage at Pretty Oaky Access 2.
Okay, many of the lifeguards heading back to school. So that's some of the reasons here for the staff reduction. Lifeguard staffing will be reduced. Casino Beach, however, will remain staffed 7 days a week.
All right, and Santa Rosa County school officials say they're working with local fire officials and their insurance company to keep fireworks for Pace High School football games. Officials put a stop to the fireworks, a tradition for the school for decades after Milton had asked to have fireworks at their games as well. And Kent Smith, who was the head coach of the football team at Pace for 9 years, says the traditional fireworks are a big morale booster and likely played a big part in the academic achievements the school has made in recent years, too.
You know what? Head coach Smith really laid it out to the school board yesterday.
But if you've been to a game, you realize the atmosphere that we have at Pace High School. And it's not just football players. We have 180 football players. We have 200 band members, 50 cheerleaders, 100 ROTC students, over 500 students in what we call the red zone. We have 50 SGA students that are all involved and look forward to Friday night.
You know, well, the board says they want to work together to make fireworks possible again. 415 News Radio, 92.3. You heard him. Austin Price is in with a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, that's my only influence a lot of the time. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, our worst looking spot is going to be I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and then continuing over the Highway 29 overpass. No confirmation of an accident or anything, just a chunk of congestion there for you. I also have some backups on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, we're sitting at around 87 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight with some slight rainfall chances. Those rainfall chances are going to really spike up over the course of the weekend, bleeding into your next work week, and we're going to see the highs drop to a chilly 89 as a result.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
416 News Radio 92.3 National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking a couple of systems in the tropics. The NHC given Invest 96L a 50% chance of development. This is over the next 7 days. Another area of concern is a weak area of low pressure located a couple of hundred miles off the coast of North Carolina. None of these systems, by the way, are a threat to Florida. For an explanation, NHC meteorologist Robbie Berg moves in. And he says, well, storm-wise, it's been quiet so far, and it's now time to get your hurricane storm prep activity taken care of.
And Ashley Moody supports the White House's efforts to arrest Venezuela's president. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced yesterday the U.S. is offering a $50 million reward for information leading to the arrest of Nicolas Maduro. Senator Moody says Maduro is trying to flood our country with drugs and terrorize the people of Venezuela. She says the reward makes clear the Trump administration will hold this thug accountable.
Okay, this discussion continued today on how this serious situation ever happened here in the state of Florida. And let me just kind of revise this and bring you up to speed. A woman, of course, in Florida has been arrested for posing as a nurse for years without a license. Fox's Chanley Painter has more on the story.
29-year-old Autumn Bardisa. She's accused of pretending to be a registered nurse and treating some 4,400 individuals at a local hospital from July 2023 until she was fired in January. Hospital administrators only finding out after offering Bardisa a promotion in January when they discovered the license she used to originally apply for the job was allegedly expired and stolen. She was arrested on Tuesday. Bardisa now faces 7 felony counts of practicing medicine without a license and 7 counts of identity fraud.
And Rick Scott addressing what he calls an alarming threat posed by our smart devices. Senator Scott announced yesterday he was introduced to Protect the Grid Act. It's directed at high-wattage smart devices produced or controlled by China and other foreign adversaries. Scott says internet-connected appliances can come with embedded software controlled by companies affiliated with China's government.
Well, these redistricting maps are getting to be pretty confusing. Republicans here in Florida now considering a mid-decade change to their congressional maps, similar to what the GOP is doing over in Texas. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Florida has 20 Republican-held congressional seats and 8 are held by Democrats. Now, the Florida State House Speaker Daniel Perez is telling lawmakers they're going to create a select committee on congressional redistricting only to consider U.S. House seats, not changes to state House or Senate seats. Governor DeSantis said earlier this year redistricting mid-decade was a good idea given population shifts since COVID. Democrats call the move corrupt and unlawful. And the Florida State Senate website does say the state constitution directs the legislature to redraw district boundaries at its regular session in the second year following each decennial census. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
419 News Radio 92.3. A federal judge has ordered a 2-week pause on the construction of Alligator Alcatraz as hearings challenging the Everglades detention facility's environmental impact accumulate. Well, here's the latest on what's going on. Here's Tom Homan.
I walked through the food preparation area. Fantastic. I went through the medical facility. Top notch. I went through the detention facility. Air conditioning was fine. I asked about the reports of clergy not being allowed. They show me the books where the clergy's been in there. They show me the books. There have been no trauma cases.
All righty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national stories for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital. The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Walmart and Sam's Club.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Belcor Commercial LLC, Pinair Credit Union, and Archer Exteriors. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3 Sunny, 87, upper 80s, somewhere in that area. It is a warm afternoon, but it's a beauty, and Austin's going to be in just a couple of minutes here updating us on the weather, giving you that five-day forecast as well. Republican state lawmakers in Texas are planning to have President Trump's FBI arrest their fleeing Democratic colleagues this weekend, unless they return to the state to cast a vote on the state's redistricting plan. Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
He's been vocal about this issue that the Texas Democrats need to get back to Texas and do their job. He did not dismiss a call from Senator Cornyn to have the FBI assist in that effort to locate and arrest these members and bring them back so they can fulfill their duties. He's also pointed out the hypocrisy of Democrats heading to states that are heavily gerrymandered, including Illinois and also Massachusetts. We will continue to watch this story and see if the president says anything more about it.
424 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Of course, we are. NASDAQ closing the week in record territory with the Dow and S&P also in the green. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending higher for the day and week, with the NASDAQ notching its 18th record close of the year as investors digested a mixed batch of earnings reports and the latest developments on the Fed front. Investors are hopeful that the Fed will start slashing rates soon. This after President Trump chose economic advisor Stephen Miron to fill a vacancy on the Fed Board of Governors until January, replacing Adriana Kugler. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished higher, with tech leading the charge. The Dow winners, Apple, United Health Group, and Visa. The Dow decliners, IBM, Salesforce, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 207 points, the NASDAQ up 207, S&P 500 up 49. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, 425, Austin Price, as promised, is taking a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, Chris, I'll keep you a man of your word. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. today before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at the roads here, got some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and we also have an accident report on 90. This is going to be near East Spencerfield Road. Looks like we got some congestion in both areas there, but it's not too severe at this time. Last major spot's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Rainfall chances this evening and increasing as we get through the next several days. Your weekend and the start of the next work week may be damp, but it's only going to have highs of around 89.
I cannot believe this. Today marks 2 years since the Maui wildfires devastated communities across Hawaii. Well, Nikki Shenfeld, she's with a Fox TV affiliate out there, KHON Television in Honolulu, spoke with the mayor of Maui, Richard Bisson Jr., about progress and recovery efforts and what lies ahead for the impacted areas.
Mayor Bisson says 51 homes in Lahaina and Kula have been completed.
We have so many more, 460 plus, that have already been approved as well. And among those, I want to say maybe 280 are in various stages of completion. Some just starting, some getting ready to end. So I expect that number of 51 to go up higher.
Also moving along, the debris removal from Oluwalu to Kahului is more than halfway done. Water and sewer are also back online for residential neighborhoods, which also is ahead of schedule. But it will take time for the commercial district to rebuild.
All right, and the Texas State House convened earlier but ended the session after not reaching quorum again. It comes as Democrats have yet to return after fleeing to stop a vote on Republican-led redistricting efforts. Democratic lawmakers fled to various blue states, including Illinois, earlier this week. The FBI has reportedly agreed to help track down the Dems, as Governor Greg Abbott and others have called for their arrest.
Now, let's talk about flipping some cards here. Department of Justice launching a criminal investigation into New York Attorney General Letitia James, claiming her civil fraud case against then-candidate Donald Trump was a violation of his constitutional rights. David Spunt has more on this trending story.
Two well-placed sources familiar with the probe tell Fox News that New York Attorney General Letitia James and her office is under investigation by the DOJ here in Washington. We're told that Attorney General Pam Bondi signed off on the probe. Subpoenas were sent to James's office, and there is a grand jury investigation underway in the New York State Capitol of Albany. The specific investigation, my colleague Jake Gibson, Ashley Oliver, and myself are being told, involves deprivation of rights, which in plain language means someone in a position of legal authority violating someone else's constitutional or legal rights.
And the Justice Department investigating that James situation. And, brought the civil fraud case against Trump, successfully sued him for $300 million over falsifying financial statements. The DOJ's investigation looking into whether James violated the rights, but James's case against the NRA also being looked at.
Sad day today. I want to pass it on to you, astronaut Jim Lovell, who is the commander of the Apollo 13 mission and helped turn a failed mission into a victory, has died. Fox's John Scott with his life and times.
In 1965, Lovell and Frank Borman were launched into space for 14 days on the history-making Gemini 7 mission. After that, he commanded Gemini 12, along with co-pilot Edwin Buzz Aldrin. Lovell then went on as command module pilot and navigator on America's maiden voyage to the moon, Apollo 8. Lovell marked his fourth and final trip into space as commander of the now historic Apollo 13 flight. 2 days into the mission, an explosion in the oxygen tank. Apollo 13 proved to be Captain Jim Lovell's finest moment as an astronaut.
Odyssey Houston, we show you on the main.
He led his crew back safely home to Earth on April 17, 1970. John Scott, Fox News.
And astronomers, speaking of space, say that they have discovered a distant black hole estimated to be up to 300 million times the size of the sun. A study published in the Astrophysical Journal Letters found the oldest and most distant black hole at the center of a galaxy considered to have formed around 13.3 billion years ago. The discovery could shed light on the universe's earliest days and provide insight into how black holes and galaxies evolved. Researchers hope to find other black holes that are just as old or older in follow-up studies.
Okay, I just want to say this to you right in front of your face. You ready?
Sure.
Happy Frozen Custard Day.
Man, how'd you know I celebrate that?
If you're wondering what custard even is, just think of ice cream with a twist made with eggs in addition to cream and sugar. Mm. You can take advantage of the celebration today at Culver's Northwest Florida locations.
Wow, okay.
There you go, if you want to check that out. Are you thinking about maybe buying or selling a home? Let me give you the numbers. 30-year fixed mortgage today, 6.55%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.92%. A little bit better numbers for you. Talking sports in five. This is News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump confirming plans to hold a sit-down with Russian leader Vladimir Putin as he continues to push for a ceasefire.
A lot of people are dying, and I think we're getting very close, and we're going to be announcing later on we're going to have a meeting with Russia. We'll start off with Russia, and we'll announce a location.
President making the comments during a peace summit with leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan at the White House today. Israel planning to ramp up its military operation against Hamas.
Israel has come up with a plan to take over all of Gaza City. Israel controls some 75% of the Gaza Strip, but there is land where civilians are huddled, hostages held. Hamas is holding up. This could take weeks, including the evacuation of the civilians and the deployment of the Israeli military.
Fox's Greg Palcott there. America is listening to Fox News.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Today's top three stories.
Well, this week, active Pensacola Energy customers began receiving part of $1 million class action lawsuit against the city. Under the terms of the settlement, $12.6 million in payments will be made to PE customers who's paid the franchise fee from 2011 to 2024. The checks range from six figures to as small as pennies. The exact amount someone receives depends on how much they actually paid into the system.
All right. Number two, this hurricane season, beware of misinformation appearing on social media. This is very important. Many platforms like Facebook contain deceptive posts, recycled storm videos, and AI-generated content that are not only not accurate, they're dangerously misleading. These, by the way, not trained meteorologists. This hurricane season, listen to News Radio 92.3 for the most accurate and up-to-date tropical storm information.
Yeah, when it comes to not trusting everything you see on the internet, that's good advice regardless of what we're talking about. And your third top story this afternoon, Ascension Sacred Heart broke ground on a new freestanding ER in Pace yesterday. The facility is being built in the Five Points area at the intersection of Berry Hill Road and Chemukla Highway. The next facility will employ 40 people and is expected to open sometime next month.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, here's one for you. Santa Rosa County school officials say they're working with local fire officials and their insurance company to keep fireworks for Pace High School football games. Officials put a stop to those fireworks. A tradition for the school happened for decades after Milton had asked to have fireworks at their games as well. Kind of complicating the issues here. Former head coach Kent Smith addressed the school board yesterday.
Every school in Santa Rosa County has their tradition at football games. Milton has the panther that lights up and growls. Navarre has a cannon that goes off like it's from a pirate ship. Gulf Breeze has the sound of a dolphin, and the Patriots have fireworks.
So that's what that sound is at Gulf Breeze football games. I was always thinking, what is that sound?
I didn't play on the football team, but I went to Pace when Kent was the head coach of the Pats football team. And I got to tell you, I don't recall him sounding that Southern.
Listen, I'm a parent of Gulf Breeze students. You know, I sat there in the studios in those stands on Friday nights in Gulf Breeze, and I still don't even think, what was that sound?
Right.
It's a dolphin. Duh. It's a dolphin. All right.
The mother of the child recently attacked by a dog at their home on West 9 Mile Road was not negligent. That's the word from the Escambia Sheriff's Office. The pit bull mix dog was taken into custody at the home after it bit a 15-day-old baby on Wednesday. Escambia Animal Welfare Director John Robinson says the dog will undergo testing and observation for several days. As of now, the dog still belongs to the family. Investigators say that it was on the bed with the mother and baby when it suddenly bit and latched onto the infant's head.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Late blitz coming. Burrow finds his man, and Jamar Chase is going to coast into the end zone. They beat the blitz with a quick throw from Joe Burrow. And the Bengals score once again in their second possession.
NFL preseason on WCAU. Joe Burrow played the first two offensive series for the Bengals against the Eagles and was nearly impeccable. 9 completions on 10 attempts for 123 yards and 2 touchdown passes. The Bengals did not win. The Eagles beat them 34-27. While quarterback Jalen Hurts did not play for the reigning Super Bowl champions, Tanner McGee started and threw for 252 yards with 2 touchdown passes and 1 TD run. On the second offensive series for the Colts last night against the Ravens, Indianapolis starting quarterback Anthony Richardson suffered a dislocated pinky when he got sacked. Richardson was replaced by Daniel Jones, who threw for 144 yards. The Ravens beat the Colts 24-16. Keaton Mitchell ran for 68 yards and a score for Baltimore. After the game, Anthony Richardson recalled the injury, saying, "I saw my finger in a different direction. I'm like, maybe I'm tripping. And I looked at it again. He said it was definitely like that." Richardson said the finger was swollen and tender, but he'll be okay. Longtime Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll, back in Seattle last night, now is head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. The game finished in a tie, 23-23. The Raiders tried to win it on a 55-yard field goal attempt by Daniel Carlson on the final play of the game, but the kick got blocked. Former Seahawks QB Geno Smith made his debut with the Raiders, only played one series, completed 1 of 3 passes. WNBA, the Phoenix Mercury melted the Indiana Fever 95-60. Alyssa Thomas became the first player in WNBA history to record a triple-double in the third straight game. She had 18 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And since we're talking about some NFL stuff here, Levi's Stadium, home to the San Francisco 49ers, is now ready for major events next year after a $200 million renovation. The stadium will host Super Bowl 60 in February and 6 FIFA World Cup games in June and July. Stephanie Rogers, the executive vice president of marketing for the Niners, says upgrades include large, high-definition video screens, improved Wi-Fi, a better sound system, and the West Coast's largest control room.
Okay, there's going to be plenty of NFL players looking to prove themselves this weekend as the preseason continues. Here's your games for tonight. Cleveland at Carolina. Detroit is at Atlanta, and Washington takes on New England, the Patriots. So, it was very disappointing for me last night because I was so, as you know, I was very excited about going home watching some football.
Right.
Got to buy the NFL package, first of all, for preseason games.
Right.
It would have been a sizable investment that I'd probably have to take a loan out to go pay for the TV rights.
Yeah, I think of the 3 games tonight, only one of them is on the NFL Network. The others did not have televisation options listed, at least on face value on ESPN.
It seems like, you know, they would let you look at the new players and kind of see what they're working with out there.
They do at what they feel is a fitting price.
Yeah, money dictates everything, I guess. Okay, let's talk money. Well, who's one of the most successful and really wealthy quarterbacks and former quarterbacks in the NFL?
Tom Brady.
You got it.
The GOAT.
Yeah. New England, the Patriots, have a plan to set Tom's legacy in stone. As a Tampa Bay Bucks fan, I'm not too happy about this, but that's okay. I'm just one. All right. Here's Jared Max.
When Tom Brady was enshrined in the New England Patriots Hall of Fame last year, team owner Robert Kraft announced his former quarterback, who led the franchise to 6 Super Bowl titles, would become the first in team history to get immortalized with a bronze statue. This evening, in Foxborough, Massachusetts, the Tom Brady statue will be unveiled ahead of the Patriots preseason opener at Gillette Stadium against the Washington Commanders. Fans with tickets to the game are encouraged to arrive early for the 7:30 Eastern Time kickoff, as a 15 to 20 minute ceremony for Brady, hosted by Robert Kraft, is scheduled to kick off 6 p.m. Eastern inside the Patriot Place Plaza. There is limited room for fans with tickets, but the majority will watch on large screens from their seats inside the stadium. The Brady statue stands 12 feet. Jared Max, Fox News.
You know, today's a happy day for a couple of reasons. A few minutes ago, I just told you it's Happy Frozen Custard Day.
Right.
Celebrating over at Culver's, all their Northwest Florida locations here. But also today, you ready? Drum roll, please. National Pickleball Day. How about that? J.C. Papa has more on a sport some love and others just cannot stand.
It's the 60th anniversary of the sport that's exploded across the nation with the familiar sound of the plastic ball connecting with the pickleball paddle. The sport was created on a summer Saturday in 1965 on an old badminton court at the Seattle area home of Washington State Congressman Joel Pritchard, using ping pong paddles and a perforated plastic ball. Now, some paddles cost close to $300 a piece. Pickleball is considered the fastest growing sport in the U.S. according to PickleRage.com. About 36.5 million Americans have played the sport at least once, and young people are flocking to the game, dropping the average age of players from 41 5 years ago to 35 today. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a new COVID variant is spreading in the U.S. this summer. Yay. Known as variant XFG or Stratus, the variant first popped up in Southeast Asia back in January, and it's now responsible for about 14% of U.S. cases. That's according to the CDC. The variant doesn't seem to be any more severe than any other more common ones.
You know, we discussed this during the Thursday show, and one thing that you always have to keep in the back of your mind, this virus is coming out of China, so you're not really sure what you're getting there. Mm. You know, there may be new tech that helps prevent hydration. Now, this is a good information piece. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. We recently talked about hot summers and the importance of staying hydrated. But there's a wearable hydration monitor that could help prevent heat stroke. Researchers at the University of Texas Austin developing a non-invasive device that continuously measures hydration levels in real time and then transmits that info wirelessly to a smartphone. Study leader Professor Nanshu Liu says dehydration is a silent threat that affects millions of people every day, and the monitor empowers individuals to take proactive steps to stay healthy and perform at their best. Fox News Digital says the sensors use a method called bioimpedance, which sends a small, safe electrical current through the body via strategically placed electrodes. But like always, the best way to stay hydrated, be sure to drink plenty of fluids, especially during those summer scorchers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Well, the Department of Health and Human Services is pulling hundreds of millions of dollars in funding vaccine development over failures of mRNA shots. Jeff Manasso has more on the trending story.
HHS is canceling 22 projects totaling $500 million with pharmaceutical companies to develop vaccines using mRNA technology. The decision, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says on X, after scientists determined that mRNA vaccines fail to protect us against upper respiratory infections like COVID and flu based on mutations. The reason, he says, people got the Omicron COVID variant despite being vaccinated.
Let me be absolutely clear. HHS supports safe,
safe, effective vaccines for every American who wants them.
HHS now replacing the mRNA program, saying the department's prioritizing safer, broader vaccine strategies that don't collapse when viruses mutate. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty. 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we got some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also got some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And a little bit of issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your local weather here, 87 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Next several days only have highs of 89, but that's because we got some rainfall chances increasing.
All right. That's a local snapshot. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean makes her way into the studio and has your Fox weather forecast for the weekend.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible across the northern plains and upper Midwest as a cold front pushes through. Heavy rain could lead to flash flooding as well, so please be on alert. The heat is a big concern across the west, the southwest, and the plains. Phoenix, Arizona set an August record yesterday at 118 degrees. We're watching the tropics closely with an area of low pressure off the southeast coast and a system that will move into the Gulf and bring the risk of heavy rain and flooding this weekend. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, stocks soaring today, adding to weekly gains with NASDAQ and S&P 500 on pace for a record close. Here's Susan Lee with the details.
When corporate America and Wall Street are voting with their money and they're telling you that they're believing in the policies, the economy, and the health of corporate America, that's why you're looking at the second record close for the tech-heavy NASDAQ, 16th of the year for the broader S&P 500. And it's also encouraging when 90% of corporate America that have given in their quarterly report card so far have made more sales, more profit than anticipated, and that breadth is widening, meaning not just tech companies that are making more money. It also shows you the consumers are going in to bank more at JP Morgan and also buying Coca-Cola.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks rose today on Wall Street with the three major averages gaining anywhere from a half a percentage point to upwards of 1%. Shares of Sweetgreen today dropping more than 25% after the salad chain cut its 2025 outlook for the second straight quarter. For the full year, Sweetgreen now expects revenue of between $700 and $715 million. President Trump says he'll nominate Stephen Moran to fill a vacancy on the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors, the president adding that Moran will fill the role until the term expires in January. The launch of an Instagram feature that details users' geolocation data has elicited some backlash from social media users. Meta debuted the Instagram map tool earlier in the week. Crude oil futures for September are falling 0.8%. They're above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the CEO of tech giant Intel, fighting off allegations that he has ties to companies with links to the Chinese Communist Party and military. Well, here's Lydia Hu has more on the story.
The CEO, Lip-Bu Tan, he's only been in this job as CEO of Intel for about 5 months, but now he's defending himself. Tan sent a note to his employees at Intel saying that he has always operated with the highest standards and adding this, quote, "I fully share the president's commitment to advancing U.S. national and economic security. I appreciate his leadership to advance these priorities, and I'm proud to lead a company that is so central to these goals." Intel also standing by Tan for now, writing this in a statement, quote, "Intel, the board of directors, and Lip-Bu Tan are deeply committed to advancing U.S. national and economic security interests and are making significant investments aligned with the president's America First agenda."
And more than 12,000 packages of sugar cookies sold at Target are being recalled by the FDA. The recall was issued over concerns of wood contamination in its 10-count packages of Favorite Day Bakery Frosted Sugar Cookies. The FDA confirmed the cookies had been shipped to distribution centers in Connecticut, Maryland, and Ohio and sold at retail outlets in 20 states and D.C. A representative for Target said customers with affected Favorite Day products can return the items with a receipt for a full refund.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. A car rental service is using AI to scan for damage on their vehicles. Here's an interesting story. Here's C.J. Papa.
360-degree AI-powered scanners are inspecting rental cars for damage. Hertz using the devices to detect dents, scratches, tire wear, and even undercarriage damage before and after customers rent a vehicle. The technology is soon expanding to more rental companies and even hotels for checkout inspections. Hilton Hotels are experimenting with AI-powered sensors that can detect when a guest has been smoking or vaping in a room, triggering fines in some cases. When it comes to auto rentals, experts say always take a video of the vehicle's condition before and after your rental and ask the company for a copy of the AI-generated report. CJ Papa, Fox News.
It's getting harder to find an affordable used car as President Trump's trade war continues. Well, Max Gordon is in today from Van Nuys, California.
Consumers' tastes are changing. They're looking for more economical, fuel-efficient cars. And honestly, the car game, the used car game, is all about volume because the margins are pretty low. According to Cox Automotive, which tracks used car prices, tariff threats have made the used car market volatile in recent months. Still, experts from Kelley Blue Book say consumers don't need to rush out and immediately buy a car before prices go up further. They should still shop around and maybe check out other brands if their preferred model is in short supply.
All righty, 451 here, knocking on the door of 452, dare I say. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, and when we return, we'll get you one final check of the roads and weather for this hour, but also some pop culture headlines, some more frivolous notes for you. Once again, all that right here on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
You're at the age you're ready to retire, but you're probably considering downsizing. You've worked hard all your life, and now it's time for you. It's time for you to enjoy your time. But where? There are many choices when it comes to a retirement community, but there's one you'll want to know more about. Tune in Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas will be the guests to discuss all the great reasons to consider retiring in the place.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, heads up, Pensacola. You know that song. My gosh, that thing was a smash in the 80s. Is it Nina? Or
yes.
Nina? 99 Luftballons from the German version of that one. Anyway, I liked it. Thank you so much. Austin Price, really going above and beyond today. Look at the weather and local traffic together. This is News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, I've just gone. I've flown off the handle, Chris. Let's see. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies. With nationwide LTE coverage, for a limited time, you can get 60% off and free UPS shipping at rapidradios.com. Use code RADIO for an extra 5% off. Let's see what we got here. Got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. And we got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp and 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. But those are our worst few looking spots right now. Let's see. As for the weather, 87 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Rainfall chance is going to increase over the course of the next several days, bleeding into your next work week. But luckily, every step of the way, the high is only going to be around 89.
Here's today's pop culture news.
4:56, News Radio 92.3. So you don't want to pay the NFL to watch the preseason football games. Well, so what are you going to do? You're going to go to the movie theaters tonight, maybe check it out. So coming to theaters this evening, it is the Freaky Friday sequel. Make sure you check this one out. Michelle Pollino has that and a lot more in Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Michelle Pollino. Theaters Freakier Friday, a sequel to the beloved 2003 film with a multi-generational twist. The film picks up years after Tess, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, and Anna, Lindsay Lohan, endured an identity crisis. Anna now has a daughter of her own and a soon-to-be stepdaughter. As they navigate the challenges that come when two families merge, Tess and Anna discover that lightning might indeed strike twice. Josh Brolin stars in Weapons. When all but one child from the same class mysteriously vanish on the same night at exactly the same time, a community is left questioning who or what is behind their disappearance. On Amazon's Prime Video, Eddie Murphy stars in The Pickup, which sees a routine cash pickup take a wild turn when two mismatched armored truck drivers, Russell, played by Murphy, and Travis, played by Pete Davidson, are ambushed by ruthless criminals, led by a savvy mastermind with plans that go way beyond the cash cargo. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
And the company that makes Barbie dolls trying to block a copyright request from Washington, from a Washington, D.C.-based podcaster, Ken Bibberi, wants to copyright the name of his political podcast, which is called Coffee with Ken. But Mattel has filed a lawsuit to try to block that request, saying that their brand could be damaged by the use of the name Ken in the podcast's title. Bibberi says that he's planning to fight the lawsuit, saying the complaint is an overreach since Ken is such a common name.
Yeah, what a celebration day today. We talk about Custard Day and some other things going on here. Get this one. It's another special day. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It is Whataburger's 75th anniversary today.
Now you're speaking my language, brother.
75th birthday. Customers getting presents. You get presents? I see you got a drink over there.
I did not get presents.
Did they not give you a present?
No.
Let's call them up.
Yeah. Let's get them on the line here.
Okay, Tanya J. She has an explanation of maybe why you didn't get that present.
Whataburger is turning 75, and the Texas-based burger chain is celebrating with its famous food priced at less than a buck. Today is National Whataburger Day, and they're selling their classic hamburgers for 75 cents on in-app and online orders. Customers must be a Whataburger Rewards member to get the deal. The chain, which has more than 1,100 stores in 17 states, is also rolling out commemorative cups and throwback fan favorites from the Whata Vault. Whataburger CEO Debbie Stroud says it's their way of saying thank you. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, a dance routine went horribly wrong for a drunk California woman.
What?
Sit down. Listen to this.
Witnesses say a 31-year-old homeless woman was spotted dancing on a rooftop and yanked down her pants with a half-empty bottle of tequila found in her backpack. The woman reportedly ending up getting stuck in the chimney of a recreation center in San Fernando after trying to scale it. Ashley Alba ended up wedged 3 feet deep inside the chimney. Firefighters eventually got her out. Alba was charged with trespassing and is currently at a hospital for a mental health evaluation. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
My goodness.
Oh, nothing surprises me any longer. It really does.
Well, and here's some good news. Even if you're not a snake person, you got to admit this is wholesome. A 20-foot python being treated after it was rescued from a dumpster in L.A. The snake was found on Tuesday abandoned in a dumpster at an apartment complex. It was suffering from a bacterial infection, and she is now being treated with medications and expected to fully recover in about 3 months.
I don't like snakes, but that's okay. I'm glad the snake's doing better.
Yeah. As long as it stays away from you.
Wahoo's Thursday. Well, Montgomery swept the good guys, 7-0-2-1 tonight is game four of their six-game series. They throw that out 6:05. Coming up at about 12, we'll have some more information on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.